This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the show. It's a great weekend already along the Gulf Coast. Now, a lot of the racetracks are quiet, but we still got lots of news. Rick Crawford standing by from Mobile International Speedway, going to talk about the banquet. We've got ARCA cars coming in to test and so much more. And, you know, on the off-season, a lot of these race car drivers look for something to do. Well, there's lots of racing going on for other kinds. NOLA Motorsports Park is having their huge Red Bull kart fight, and it's going on this weekend. It's part two, and we've actually got Garrett Potter. He's actually the karting director from NOLA Motorsports Park, and if you've never been to this facility, it has everything for everybody, from the kids to the karting. And I tell you, November 17th, the race crew and I are taking a limo, and we're going to go race over there. That's going to be fun. And something else on the offseason I like to do with the kids and keep racing going on is remote control racing. You know, I'm with American Cancer Society, and the Chili Cook-Off, which is coming up on March 2nd of 2013, we'll have a huge remote control race car race out there. A lot of fun. We'll have the race cars out there, but also, there's a big one coming up, $3,000 to win at Extreme RC Racing. That's unheard of along the Gulf Coast. We're going to learn a little bit about RC cars. I got a driver, Little Brian Davis, and he is one of the guys that started this and has run it along the Gulf Coast. He's got cars that go upwards of 80 miles an hour, quicker than some of the race cars that we race with. And then, hey, we got to talk about NASCAR. Dustin Long with USATODAY.com and SI.com. Jimmy Johnson takes the pole for the AAA Texas 500. He'll have all the information, news about Dodge trying to get back into NASCAR. So there's lots to cover, but let's go local first and talk with Rick Crawford back with us this morning. And Rick, I'm telling you, the fireworks, we're shooting off those cars and defenders in the demo derby, and you really had a great year again at Mobile. And thank you so much for coming up and getting up early with us again this morning.
Oh, man, we're Full Throttle with Kane. Sandy Sanford winning the demolition derby to end the season at Mobile National Speedway. That was a great night for us. I think they had over 20 demolition cars, and the fans really enjoyed it.
Well, you know what was so cool about it, to be honest, is what he did with that car, because he actually sold $10 tickets and raising money for one of our driver's wives who has cancer. And I thought it was a great thing. And then he ended up driving it and winning. So, I mean, and all that money that he made is going to her. So I think that's just awesome.
Yeah, nobody else wanted to drive it.
Yeah, I know. I know.
But, it did raise some money for Bobby Berry, his wife. They doing some extra expense, going to Chicago, fighting, battling cancer, and I think it was a great idea. I know I bought some tickets for the car, and I was going to put Tommy Prater in it, but anyway, no, we was having some fun with it, and they went to a great cause, and congratulations to him for winning.
Yeah, absolutely, and I shocked our guy, driver Richie, got second place, and what you guys with the trophies were awesome, because they were broken, they were painted, they were scuffed up. I'm like, that is a demo derby trophy right there.
Absolutely. I think Goober brought his trophy back to me. He said, something wrong with this trophy. And I said, no, it's nostalgic. I said, John Donnemaker at Camellia Trophy Shop does a great job with our trophies all year long. Mm-hmm. And for all your trophy needs, go by and see them. They're on Beltline Highway, right down the street from Bob's Speed Shop and Hall's Motorsports and Polaris of Mobile. Mm-hmm. They're all in a line there, so just go by and see them. But anyway, they do a great job. But, yeah, the trophies had gray paint on them. Oh, yeah. Some of the pieces was broken up. But just think, demolition derby, night of destruction.
Yeah, and you know, it was a great night of racing. We had our Bomber and our Sportsman Championship started, and I got to give props to our Hurricane Motorsports guys just to finally beat the days of saying something on a pole. I got my first pole ever at the track, and I could see why they hate the roll of the dice so much.
Yeah, we were talking about that last night. I've seen some of your Hurricane Motorsports guys out last night, and we were talking about that. But I said, what got into Kane? You know, I mean, he's on the pole.
Oh,
and they're like, keep an eye on him. It's not over yet.
Oh, yeah. So
congratulations to you. I mean, anybody can win a race, but only one person a night can be on the pole, and that's something you have to go out and earn.
Yeah, and it was awesome, and it was really close to the track record, which is saying something. So, again, I'm done bragging on myself and the team, but what a thrill it is to do that. And when we got it all started, all he had to do is start the race, and pretty much that's all he did. Our Bomber champion this year, Brandon Tipton, and, again, the Day Motorsports guys did great. Jamie Corey, second, and Rusty Powell, senior, wraps up third. Good run with Wesley Barnhill for fourth, and Jerry Goff, fifth. And I got to go on the air, and I Wesley and I talked about it. We were racing hard, and we got into each other. I drifted up onto him. He might have come down on me, and he did a great job because I pushed him off onto the track, and that was such a racing thing. And I know Wesley's pissed, and I don't blame him, but I just want to go out there and say, you know, it was one of those racing things, and, you know, when it happens, it happens. But I'll be watching my mirror for Wesley probably in the next race or two.
Well, there's a lot of racing going on,
yeah.
And sometimes I don't mind if somebody gets into me as long as they don't spin me out or wreck me.
Right.
And, you know, you didn't spin him out or wreck him, and
right.
There was a lot of racing going on. And, hey, that's our beginner class.
Yeah.
So, you know, things happen in that division, and that's what you just got to expect because everybody's out there trying to learn.
Yeah.
But congratulations, Brandon Tipton, for winning the Allen 2 Motors Bomber Division. He told me he wasn't going to run the whole race because he didn't have the tires to run.
Shoot.
Then all of a sudden he comes out there and burns them down. So I'm like, well, at least he put the final touches on them.
That's
so,
right.
No, he had a good time. Those guys strong all year,
yeah.
Just like J.J. and Jonathan was the year before.
Mm-hmm.
That car is a phenomenal bomber car, and he was a good driver. He put it in victory lane a lot this year.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. And then what a great run for the sportsman. And I think, Rick, one of the best classes all year long from the driving, the aggressive factor, but they're cautiously aggressive. I mean, yeah, they're bouncing and banging, but that car, that level of driver is just a little bit better, like you said, of the Bombers. And Brandon Fowler and Chad Robinson had a great battle. Chad Robinson won the race, but the championship goes to Brandon, and both those guys burned off some tires. I couldn't see for like 3 days after that, it seemed.
You know, you have to hand it to Brandon Fowler. I mean, this is second time in a row he's champion at Mobile National Speedway. He raced Chad Robinson really hard in Bob Speed Shop Sportsman class. You know, he races two nights a week.
Mm-hmm.
He races the same car on Friday night in Pensacola. He brings it back over to Mobile on Saturday night. Now, I know there was times when it was torn up on Friday night. Those guys worked extra hard. And it takes a special kind of guy, a special kind of racer to race two racetracks with the same car and be a champion, especially at Mobile National Speedway.
Well, the next thing for the Speedway is coming up next Sunday, the 2012 Championship Banquet. Tell us a little bit about this and the night that you've got planned.
November the 11th. I know some people on their schedule is confused. They think it's the 10th or whatever, but it's a special invitation party at the Neon Moon Saloon, Tillman's Corner Country Club. It's November the 11th. Happy hour starts at 6. The banquet starts at 7. It's catered by Dick Russell. Dick Russell's Barbecue. A mainstay in Tillman's Corner for a long time with some of the best barbecue in the South. And we're just going to recognize all our champions and sponsors from Mobile National Speedway and really bring the curtain down, have a nice evening and fellowship and have a good time.
Yeah, and that's going to be special. And then you were just mentioning a little bit beforehand with the ARCA race coming up. You're starting to have some ARCA race drivers show up and doing a little bit of testing in the next week or so?
Oh, yeah. Their season's over.
Yeah.
It ended in Kansas. And so here we are still with good weather going on around the Gulf Coast, and Tuesday marks the first day of ARCA testing in Mobile with the track being rented. And so any time you hear an ARCA car or anybody test at Mobile National Speedway, front gates open, come on in. You're welcome to watch free of charge and just spend the day with us. And so anyway, the first day, I think two cars are coming down to have a private test at Mobile Speedway on Tuesday.
Oh, that'll be good. Now, can we talk at all about your truck season for next year? Are you still putting some plans together? I know Super Seal's trying to help out quite a bit. What do you got planned for your racing for next year? I know we've got track stuff, but I want to talk about Rick the driver for just about 30 seconds.
Well, we're really working hard to put together a full program for next year. But if it is a part-time program, that's fine because that suits what I really want to do. But if it's a full-time program, hey, I'm all in. But at the same time, I realize how hard it is to get full sponsorship and the teams you're driving for and things like that. But, you know, BRG Motorsports put together a really nice package at Talladega.
Yeah.
That's really what I want to do and to go race and be competitive with Joe Gibbs Horsepower, Kyle Busch Motorsports chassis and things like that. So that's a really nice combination to have. And it's a lot of fun to be able to get in that truck and drive. It's a lot of power on the hood.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Rick, you know, it's been great to have you on this year. We look forward to a lots more relationship throughout the years. And, again, we appreciate everything, and we'll definitely see you for the championship banquet at the club.
I look forward to it. It's not going to be quiet because we're full throttle with Kane. So be ready, folks. It's going to be news all winter long, let me tell you.
There you go. See, there you go. You heard it from the horse's mouth. Rick, we appreciate you, brother. And that's it. Coming up next, well, we've got more racing continue. Rick Crawford is going to have a party there for that championship banquet. So if you have the kids, want to get them into racing, there's go-karting, and there's remote control racing. These things, these cars, you can find at the hobby shop, and you can talk about how fast these things are going. And next weekend, a $3,000 purse to race remote control cars. Hey, these aren't your moms and dads. These are the ones that are made of carbon fiber, the same stuff Indy cars are made of. Hang on, we're going to talk about it next on Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, later, we're going to podcast the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. Our team, Hurricane Motorsports, teams up with them. And we race pretty much to bring awareness and fundraising for all the volunteer fire departments and a lot of the EMS and obviously all the officers. So we appreciate everything they do. And lots to still continue. Dustin Long from USAtoday.com and SI.com. He's standing by talking about Jimmy Johnson taking the pole for the big race in Texas. Also, Dodge trying to get back into NASCAR after about a 12-month hiatus. We'll see what happens there. At NOLA Motorsports Park, they have a special Red Bull kart fight, and it's going on. The go-karting is amazing there. But I was talking just right now with little Brian Davis, who's bringing in here, RC racer, and he was just informing me that they actually a remote control race over at NOLA, too, so that's huge. Hey, little Brian, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, I'm thrilled to have you guys on. You know, on the off season, we try to go out and do a lot more RC racing, and I think it's a great family fun style of racing. And you actually had a cool video on your Facebook this week. You had one of your cars just fly down the street, and your daughter's like, "Wow, what was that car?" And was that's got to be going about 80 or 90 miles an hour?
No, it was probably about 45, 50 miles an hour.
Wow.
The electric touring car.
And that's now these cars, these are not like the ones you go to Walmart to get. These are the ones that you see there's magazines about. These are professional racers, and you travel. I mean, not just down to Extreme RC down in Silver Hill, but you do go to New Orleans. You travel to some of the bigger races. Tell us really quick as we're getting into it, how many cars do you have, and how did you get started in remote control racing?
I got started when I was about 8 years old.
Wow.
Saw a magazine at a local Belgium supermarket.
Yeah.
And I started flipping through it, liked it, got a car for Christmas, been racing ever since.
Yeah, it's a terrible addiction, isn't it? And you guys, I tell you what, you can spend just as much, if not more, on RC cars than you can on go-karts and even some of the bigger cars like our Bombers. What are some of the, let's just talk about one of the more expensive cars that you have. Give us an example.
Probably my most expensive car would be my Nitro Touring car, and it's basically runs off the same fuel as a top fuel dragster, methanol, and nitromethane mix.
Awesome.
It's a 0.12 cubic inch engine, 2-speed automatic shifting transmissions. The cars are made of aluminum, carbon fiber, pretty much everything a full-size race car is made out of.
Yeah, and you can do the same kind of thing. You work on the suspension, you do the weight setup and everything like that. What's a dollar? If I wanted to buy that off you, how much would I have to pay?
That particular car, you would probably looking at about $1,200.
Wow, that is amazing. So $1,200. Now, I know there's lots of people that have seen these because they've raced on Schillinger Road for a while out there past couple of years. It's been a while. Now, they've still got the dirt track behind Hobbytown over there, but let's talk about what's going on at Extreme RC in Silver Hill. This is a very unique track that the owner, Scott, has put together. Tell us about this facility and why people need to come check it out.
It's actually an awesome facility. There's two tracks. There's an off-road track, and there's also an asphalt track, which happens to be one of the only asphalt tracks on the Gulf Coast.
Oh, wow. Now, and it's hard to find because these cars, you don't really want to run in a parking lot because they can get beat up, and again, the suspension, and you run them like really race cars. I mean, you got them low to the pavement, don't you? Yeah, and now some of the things you're going to see, $3,000 for a purse, Extreme RC Racing. You guys going to have the on-road or are you going to have the off-road going?
That's going to be an off-road race. Okay. There's supposed to be racers all the way. We've heard from Tallahassee to Louisiana. I mean, it's really drawing in a crowd. So
Now they're on Facebook. They got a website?
They have a website. It's ExtremeZoneRC.com, and there's no E on the Extreme.
Okay.
And you can find them on Facebook at Extreme Zone RC Track.
Now, that's going to be a big event next weekend. You'll have a couple cars out there. Some of the guys you drive with, Mike Henry, Buckshot, his name's Tim, Vic Dunn, these guys are all, I guess you guys would say it, on the professional circuit on the RC guys, because you guys travel quite a bit. What are some of the favorite places you like to go besides Extreme? Is it in New Orleans?
My favorite would be New Orleans. Probably second would be Memphis, Tennessee.
Wow.
Planning on going to Pensacola and racing in the Tradewinds Shopping Center. Bill at Hobby Central RC has a race program going on over there. We like to go over there. Pretty much anywhere there's racing, man. You know how it is.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's the big cars or the little cars.
Exactly.
And your kids are also racing. How old are your kids?
My son's 8 years old. Yeah. He just started racing, and one of the first things he asked me was, can I race in the Chili Cook-Off this year?
And that brings up another point. We've done, I don't even know, what is it, 8, 9 years now? I think that's about it. It's a great tie-in. American Cancer Society, the Chili Cook-Off is downtown in Bienville Square. Again, it's coming up March 2nd, 2013. Still can get teams available, and you can also sponsor the remote control cars that we'll have down there for $500 tax deductible. And we usually get anywhere from 15 to 20 sponsors out there, and then we run several different classes. But that's a special event because it seems like the RC community, everyone's affected with cancer, obviously. I'm participating in No Shave November, so I got the scruff going on, which is cool, and that's also to just, bring awareness to prostate cancer. But, all the RC guys really come to that, and it's almost like they're Daytona because you'll have several hundred people sitting there and watching, and as a racer that's raced in it before and now promoting it, it is so fun to hear the crowds, don't you know it? Because when the cars flip and they're like, ooh, and it's just, it's a cool family event, isn't it?
I agree.
it's probably one of the funnest things, and the drivers love it. And there's because they get to go out there and they get free chili, so it works out for everybody. Well, let me ask you, if I wanted to get into this, because I know there's lots of families that listen to this show in the mornings on Saturday. How do we find to get a realistic beginning car? I know they have different classes. Is it still VTA or vintage? Is that the best way for somebody to get into a beginner class for RC cars? And what does it cost? What do we need to do? And where do we go?
Pretty much any local hobby shop should have what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. You've got Hobbytown USA in Mobile,
yeah.
Hobby Central RC in Pensacola, Extreme Zone RC in Silver Hill. They all have the cars on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned the $1,200 earlier. That's, top of the mm-hmm. line.
I wouldn't put my son in that one.
Don't let that scare you off. Yeah, you could be racing for $200.
Yeah, and good racing. I mean, there's
yeah,
nothing
yeah.
like, you got to learn to control it. But, I've noticed that you get just as much, if not more, adrenaline racing an RC car than even a regular car, because it's just that much, it's tight driving, and it's a lot of fun, and beating and banging, and it's okay. There's usually not a fist fight after the beating and banging on the RC cars,
Usually.
Yeah, usually. It all depends. Yeah, it depends who's doing it, right? You got your rivals. Well, Little Brian, I appreciate it. Again, how can we find out more information about this big race? Do you know the times and when it starts next weekend?
I'm not sure the exact time. I believe it's 9 a.m.
Okay.
It's next Saturday on the 10th in Silver Hill. The track is on County Road 55,
okay.
I believe.
Yeah.
And any information should be on the website or on the Facebook page mentioned earlier. You can also find out info on mobilercracing.com.
And that's a great website. You guys are running that, and it's has lots of good conversations. And obviously, give that website again, because that's really important. Again, a great beginner website. People can get on there, log on, and ask you questions, and you guys are quick about answering them.
Mobilercracing.com.
Okay. Well, Little Brian, what's the plan for today?
Taking the kids to see the Blues. I'm actually about to pull into the airbase right now.
Oh, then I better let you go, because they're going to check your car for things. So,
yeah.
Little Brian, I appreciate you coming on the show. Good luck next weekend, and we'll want to report afterwards. How about it?
All right, man.
All right, there you go. Thank you, man. That's Little Brian Davis again, and that is exciting stuff. If you've never seen remote control racing, that is something that's pretty cool. I think you guys got to check it out. Again, Extreme RC Racing in Silver Hill. So, still to come, we're going to shift gears and take it up a notch to the karts, and there's so much more at NOLA Motorsports Park. They've got the motorcycle racing. They've got Ferraris that just raced last weekend, and now a huge Red Bull karting challenge. Hang on, we're going to talk about it next on Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, later today, we're going to podcast the show on the team website. It's usfdracing.org, United States Fire Department Racing, racing for our volunteer fire departments and trying to raise money for all those great groups of folks. So if you're a volunteer fireman and you want something mentioned on the show, well, look us up on Facebook. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane. That's K-A-N-E. We got you covered. So a lot of the racing season over. We do have news about the 45th annual Snowball Derby coming up in a few minutes. It's true. Kyle Busch returns to Five Flag Speedway. That means the past 5 years champions are going to be there. We'll go through the list, and if you're going to be driving, you know, you only have till November 9th to get that discounted entry fee. We'll talk about that here in a couple minutes. Also, Dustin Long with USAtoday.com and SI.com. We've got everything wrapped up from last weekend in Martinsville heading to Texas. And again, news about Dodge trying to get back into NASCAR maybe after about a 12-month hiatus. So as drivers, like we said before, right after Rick Crawford in Mobile Speedway, what do we do? Well, we've got remote control racing, which we talked about, and we've got karts. And I'm telling you, they have a huge facility. And if you've not been to NOLA Motorsports Park, you know, we've had them on several times in the past couple of weeks or couple months, and we're going to continue to do that because it's such a great facility. I mean, first of all, you go to New Orleans, you're going to have a good time. You start off at the track, you're going to make it to Bourbon Street, and this weekend is no different. And we've got the guy who actually runs the track out there for the karting director. His name is Garrett Potter, and he's on the phone with us. Garrett, you guys got a huge race weekend this weekend. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Oh, yeah.
We're just getting ready to, we're running our final day of the Red Bull kart fight. So, yeah, it's a big weekend for us.
Now, let's talk about what this is. Red Bull has come together for a great contest. You can actually win a trip to the Formula One Grand Prix in America's Austin, Texas. That's going to be huge.
Yeah, it is. It's a great opportunity. You know, as everybody knows, Red Bull's big into the racing scene, and this gives the amateurs the opportunity to go experience something that a lot of people, I mean, hardly anybody gets to experience, especially at an F1 race. You know, you know, it's a fully paid package to get there, airfare, hotel, food, and then the biggest part is obviously you get to meet the Red Bull team and check out the garage, watch the race. I mean, it's going to be a really neat deal.
Well, and the thing is if you're just looking for something to do today, I know we have lots of people that travel to New Orleans. Hey, it's only a couple-hour drive, and it'd be worth your while to go there today to the kart track because you can actually still qualify today for the finals, which are tomorrow. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so basically you come out, jump into a heat. They'll get you registered, signed up here, everything on site. And what we're looking for is the fastest lap time. So you just get on the track, put down your best time, and qualify. We've got four different weight classes, so that way it makes it easy for everybody. Everybody has a chance. And then tomorrow we'll have a race-off of those top 20 people in weighted race carts.
Well, and these carts, these are special carts. I mean, these are rental carts. We were talking just a couple minutes off the air. Explain what these carts are. And you guys got two or three different courses for the carts set up.
Yeah, we've got the kart facility itself is, you know, when you look at the race and rental side, has over 80 configurations. So it's one of the largest, if not the largest, in North America. The carts themselves, they are rental carts, but they're not like the normal rental carts some people are used to seeing. They're still 45 to 50 mile an hour go karts.
Oh, they're fast.
They're fast. Fast and a lot of fun, yeah.
Yeah, and I know I took my daughter there, and she ran me off the road because there was some water, and I got covered in mud, and we had to go to Walmart and get my son clothes because she did the same thing. But, you know, you're not supposed to rub and race, but you guys do have a lot of fun there. And the thing is any age group, I mean, you're looking now for this contest, you got to be 18 to 35. That's what you're looking for. But beyond that, you have special events every week, and you can get into team racing. You've got also different weekly leagues. Talk about what you got coming up because I know you guys just finished your fall league.
Yeah, our fall league ended on Wednesday, or actually Thursday, because of Halloween. But yeah, our next one starts up November 28th. We have leagues every week, every Wednesday night. They rotate from an individual league, so just the individual guy racing in his weight class, his or hers weight class, as well as we have a team league on the off Wednesdays. So, you know, that is probably by far one of the funnest things everybody's ever done. It's a minimum of two-man. You can go up to four. And it's a two-hour race, so
that's
you
awesome.
Have mandatory pit stops, and it's a blast. It's a lot of fun.
That would be a lot of fun for our team. I could see us doing that. Now, let me ask you, it's just on Wednesdays. What do you have planned for growth at the track? Every time we talk with NOLA Motorsports Park, there's always something going on. You've got the big skid pad where they've done a lot of the drifting out there. You know, you had the Ferrari Challenge last weekend. There's always something going on, and it's neat to see how the city has embraced the facility, and you guys are continually growing.
Yeah, we've got a lot of things going. You know, the main track itself, you know, that's only been open for about 6 months,
yeah.
So we're still working out kinks here and there, but we're adding events, you know, every week. So we have our open track days. You can find all this on the website at nolamotor.com, but we have our open motorcycle day, track days, car track days. We also have Mustang experiences. If someone doesn't have a track car and would like to just come out and experience the track, we have the FR500S Mustangs, which are a lot of fun to drive.
They're
as well.
Pretty sweet. Have you been in one of those yet?
Yes, yeah, they are a lot of fun.
Is that
definitely
what we call
a lot of fun?
That's a perk for working there, right?
Yeah, it is. The long hours, sometimes you get those. But it's a big car, but it's so much fun to drive. A lot of very responsive and a lot of fun to drive.
Are you seeing a lot of young drivers come to your kart facility? I mean, that's where a lot of these drivers, you look at IndyCar and you look at Champ Karts and things, and you see where the progression is. Now, here in the South, a lot of people think go-karts just going to be dirt oval. And it's so neat to see a facility like yours, because I grew up in Indiana. And I've seen the road courses. I've been to a lot of them in the Midwest. And to finally see it down here in the South, it's a lot of fun racing. I love the ovals, love the dirt ovals and stuff, but as a kart driver, you can learn, I think, a lot more, especially getting through the road courses. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you've got, you know, all the big names in racing now, no matter what series it is. You know, most of them, if not all of them, have come from the karting side, road race, and as well as dirt oval. But they're still active in it. You know, you've got a lot of guys that are very active still on the kart side. It's kind of the release. Their racing career now is more of a job, so they go karting to have a good time. So, you know, but when we started this project, as far as putting a road course in, we knew this particular area wasn't, you know, it's not something they're used to, but it's been embraced heavily. I mean, our range of people that are coming is, you know, from 5 years old up to 65 years old. So, I mean, it's been a huge deal for us and the community. It's been a really good time.
You're starting to see more people take trips just to New Orleans just to come to your place now, which is great. So you're becoming a travel destination, and I'm telling you, top notch. Everyone I've worked with you guys over there have always been very professional, but a lot of fun. And again, we're bringing the race team limo. We're picking up the race team from the cruise, and the first place we're going to New Orleans, November 17th. I challenge you all to meet us there. We're hitting the kart track, baby.
Well, that's great to hear. That's great to hear. You know, on the 17th, we have legend cars on the road course, so that'll be fun to watch too. If you haven't had a chance to see those on a road course, it's a lot of fun.
Well, it is going to be great. Now, how can we find you again? What's the best way if we're coming to New Orleans? Where are you guys at?
We are approximately 14 miles southwest of New Orleans. So, we're what we call the West Bank here, which is actually south of New Orleans, but. Anyway, if you just take the Greater New Orleans Bridge over to the West Bank, we're just off of Highway 90 in Avondale. So we're only about 14 miles away from one of the best cities in the country.
And I'd have to agree with you. I appreciate you. And again, Garrett, it's been really informative. We'd love to have you on as you got more of the lead continuing on the off season. And we'll definitely keep promoting you, Garrett. And I can't wait to shake your hand and maybe take a lap or two with you on the 17th, brother.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And if you have anybody has any questions, nolamotor.com, and we have a full schedule there on what we're doing.
All right, that's perfect. Again, that's Garrett Potter. He's going to be busy today with the Red Bull karts, and you can actually qualify for that, which is awesome. So thank you to those guys. Hey, I want to touch base really quick and talk about Five Flag Speedway again. What's going on? The Snowball Derby. If you haven't heard, the championships, homecoming is what they're calling it. You're going to have Johanna Longback, the winner from 2010. Augie Grill's already in for 2007 and 2008 champion. You've got Kyle Busch, who just mentioned this week, is going to be back for the 2009 champion. And Elliott, who won last year, Chase Elliott. Now, rumors are, so far, that Kurt might be coming. Haven't been able to, like, say if that's really going to happen or not. But as a local driver and some of the other drivers, you have just one more week to get that discounted entry fee. November 9th, it climbs up a little bit. So if you want to try to save money, and who doesn't when you go to the Derby, because you got to get those tires and you got to get all the other stuff, you know, the grilling food, all the important stuff, right? So hang on. We're going to go NASCAR driving now, and we're heading to Texas with the chase. And how about Jimmy Johnson? He's pouring it on at the end. Is he going to get this championship again? I'm hoping not. I like him, but dang. I don't want to get bored on this, do you? Hang on. We've got all the news. And again, Dodge, going to take 12 months off and try to get back into NASCAR. Who's going to drive for him? We'll find out more. Dustin Long next. Welcome back to the show, Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, thank you to everybody that's been on the show so far. Rick Crawford from Mobile International Speedway next Sunday, again, at the Neon Moon. We'll have the 2012 Banquet Awards. And again, thank you to little Brian Davis, one of my fellow RC racing guys. $3,000 purse at Extreme RC Racing. That's amazing to throw out that kind of money for remote control racing. You can find out more on the web. And again, thank you, Garrett Potter, just on from Nolan Motorsports Park. We're going to try to have him on about once a month, get the details and what's going on there at the kart track. And again, I can't wait to take the team. And Casey Hines from Deep South Speedway has got a bunch of the sprint car guys going over there right now. So, Casey, I know you slide it, but keep it straight on that. It's going to be a lot of fun. So good luck to him. Now coming on, we got to talk about NASCAR. Got to talk about the fact there's only three races left, and there's one guy that knows pretty much everything about him, Dustin Long with USAtoday.com, SI.com, and so many other websites. Good morning, Dustin. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing great, man. Now, let's talk about Jimmy Johnson pouring it on all of a sudden. Now, I talk to fans on Facebook and stuff. And
Wait, let me ask you.
Yeah.
Jimmy Johnson pouring it on in the chase, right?
Yeah.
Jimmy Johnson pouring it on the chase. Is this a new concept?
No.
We never heard this before.
It just seems like he had a little bit of bad luck starting off, and he kind of faded away. And then all of a sudden, here he goes, taking the win last weekend, back on the pole. There's a great shot of him shooting a shotgun there in Victory Lane when he's doing it. And it's amazing to see that now there's, what, I believe 2 points between him and second place. What's the story? What's going on with him? Are they that fired up?
Well, I mean, certainly, you know, you're so used to that Jimmy Johnson run during the chase. And, you know, he wins the pole last week at Martinsville, wins the race, which is, well, that's not unexpected because he's so good at Martinsville. And then he comes back and wins the pole yesterday at Texas. Mm-hmm. And so now people can say, well, he's putting more pressure on Brad Keselowski. Brad will start in the top 10 also, but which was one of Brad's better qualifying efforts in the last 5-6 weeks. You know, I think when you look at it, you know, Johnson and Keselowski are both good on the mile and a half. You got a mile and a half track at Texas this week. You got a mile and a half track at Homestead for the season finale. You know, I really think that the difference is going to come down to Phoenix next week. You almost kind of expect Johnson Keselowski to kind of be close to even at Texas and Homestead, but maybe Johnson's got the advantage at Phoenix, and it's just a matter of, you know, how can Keselowski gain some points there. So I think what Brad needs to do is he needs to outrun Jimmy at Texas and Homestead, because there's the likelihood that he may lose some points at Phoenix, and with already being two behind. You know, he can't afford to lose a whole lot of points at Phoenix. So I just think that's the way this is shaping up to be. Obviously, anything could happen. And even for as much as Brad says, you know, he's not as strong at Phoenix, you know, he did finish fifth at Phoenix in February. And, you know, just to kind of give a comparison to that, Johnson was fourth in that race. So, you know, there's a case where they break even, or maybe Keselowski comes out with 1 point less. So that means he's still going to gain points at Texas and Homestead. So that's what he's got to look at doing. He's got to figure out how he can finish ahead of Jimmy Johnson by 1, 2, 3 spots or whatever. But I guess, you know, and obviously you still got, you know, Clint Bowyer, Casey Kane still obviously mathematically in it. You know, Clint is 24 points back, Casey 26 points back, Casey Kane's 29 points back. But realistically, they're not getting into this championship hunt unless something happens to both Johnson and Keselowski. If those guys finish top five, which top five, top eight, which you almost expect them to do the rest of the way, there's, you know, Clint can win three straight, and he's still not going to win the championship. So those guys need help. So I think right now you look at it as a two-man race. And I guess the question is who would be a better a champion or for NASCAR? Which driver does NASCAR need? Does it need Jimmy Johnson winning a sixth, which then can create the topic of discussion of, you know, when can he get the seventh and tie Richard Petty and Dale Earnhardt for the most championships ever?
Wow.
Or does it need the 28-year-old Brett Keselowski, the the social media star, to potentially reach some of those younger fans, or to reach maybe some different fans that have been overlooked or skipped over in the past?
Why is it that you call it Jeff Gordon syndrome when drivers do good in any class, whether it's a local division at a track or if it's on NASCAR? I think there's more haters of Jimmy Johnson at this point, which I guarantee you they don't care. They're out there doing the job. Lowe's loves them. They're getting everything out of it. It's what NASCAR wants. But what do you think, NASCAR? I think best for NASCAR, from people I've talked to on Facebook and fans and people my age group, 40 plus, Jimmy Johnson and six is not the way to go. I have more people that I know are pulling for Brad due to the fact he is a younger driver. He's got that, like you said, that kind of edge, the, you know, talking on the Facebook and all that stuff and tweeting in from the race car, all that kind of cool stuff. And so far, and he's got an edge. He's got a little chip on his shoulder, I think. And I think that's what NASCAR needs. That's my personal opinion. Do you feel comfortable saying what you think?
Well, I think a lot of people don't like to see the Yankees win, and because they win so often.
Yeah.
So, but there's still a lot of Yankee fans out there.
Yeah.
Look, I think a Jimmy Johnson championship would grind on some people because they've seen it for so many years. But again, I think this would present the opportunity to discuss of somebody potentially tying or even exceeding what Dale Earnhardt and Richard Petty did. Now, maybe that makes some people even more against Jimmy Johnson because they don't want anybody else joining, you know, the mountaintop with Earnhardt and Petty. Brett Keselowski is a fresh face. A lot of times you will have, the fresh face driver is the one that a lot of fans will rally around because they want to see something different. Brad's got his fans. Brad also has those people who are not his fans. I mean, let's be honest. But he has an edge to him. He's part of that new generation. Looks at things a little bit differently. Does things a little bit differently. If you look at it from that point, then maybe a Brad Keselowski championship might be more valuable for NASCAR.
Marketing.
Again, Well, again, but then, and the thing with Johnson is that he's been there, done it before, and everybody's seen the story, so people are looking for something new. Jimmy's been a great champion, and I don't think anybody can fault what he's done in his role as champion.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, certainly you bring up that discussion, if he wins, of could next year, could he tie Petty and Earnhardt for most championships next year? And that was one of those records that many people thought
would
not be broken. I mean, obviously, nobody will win 200 races because there aren't as many races on the schedule as back in the day when Richard was running and winning all those races. But I think other people kind of thought, "Hey, seven championships not going to be equaled." And if Jimmy wins this year, boom, it puts him right in there in the discussion with the opportunity to tie it as soon as next year.
Or do you see NASCAR making a change when Kenseth had his luck and he didn't even win? Do you see a rule change before he gets that opportunity to reach that mountaintop? Just a slight one?
Basically, to not count Jimmy Johnson's points in the chase, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, right. That would have to be it, wouldn't it?
At this point, I don't foresee NASCAR making a change to the chase because it was only last year they changed the point system, and they typically go about 3 years between kind of shaking things up with the chase. The schedule's all set for next year. They've got this point system where, it's 2 points between the guys with 3 races to go. I mean, that's what NASCAR wants. I mean, they like to have Bowyer and Kane or anybody else closer than that, so it's a 3-4-man race, and, maybe something happens in the next couple weeks. But I'm not sure that they would. I'm not sure they'd make any changes going into next season. I think it's a little bit early. They like to kind of let things play out a couple of years. I think after next year would be a little more time that could be ripe for change. And again, that may, you know, maybe they'll lead to kind of altering the chase schedule a little bit or something like that.
Well, news about Dodge saying they're taking a year off, but they do want to get back into NASCAR. Who would be a driver? They only had two teams out of that whole entire field that ran Dodges before, but they said they have seen an impact from this past year of racing. So I guess what I'm reading is they'll take a 12-month hiatus, try to reorganize, and maybe come back a year later. Is that anything you're hearing?
Well, I think that's, obviously they're not coming back next year.
No.
They're gone.
Yeah.
But then the question is, you know, the expectation is they'll return. Now, some people seem to think it might be a year from now. It might be 2 years from now. It depends on what management thinks. Obviously, with having Brad and Penske Racing battling for the championship, it's gotten them a lot more notice and recognition right now. I mean, if Brad was out of the chase, out of championship contention, people wouldn't be talking about Dodge.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't have as much of an impact in that sense of, getting them out in the news. I think whenever if they come back for 2014, I think the natural team that people will look at will be Richard Petty Motorsports. And Richard Petty Motorsports just did, I think it's just a one-year deal with Ford, an extension for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Basically they're kind of the other Ford team. You've got Roush Fenway Racing, you've got Penske Racing moving over, and that might be a case where you could see Richard Petty Motorsports. Now, is that a strong enough organization, or can Dodge make it a strong enough organization? Because it's not, that's a middle tier team at best. You're not going to get any of the top teams. I mean, Penske signed a long term deal with Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Roush is a Ford guy.
Yeah.
Hendrick is a Chevrolet guy. Stuart Haas Racing, that's Chevrolet.
Yeah.
You know, Earnhardt Ganassi Racing. I don't think they're going to change. And
mm-hmm.
they just had the announcement yesterday that they're going to switch from the Earnhardt Childress engines to Hendrick engines for next
that.
Year.
I saw
and that's
that.
Something that may, should significantly help that organization, which has been, almost non-existent to most fans this year. I mean, McMurray's 20th in points and Montoya's 22nd. Have you really noticed them in very many races this year?
Mm-hmm.
Not really. There's really not a lot of places. Childress is always going to be a Chevrolet guy. You
mm-hmm.
just kind of expect, unless Dodge comes in with some incredible deal, but I just can't imagine breaking the loyalty there for some of those. And Joe Gibbs Racing, Michael Walter Racing are all set up through Toyota.
Oh, yeah.
So there aren't many places. So either Dodge has to get Richard Petty Motorsports and just take what they can get, or they have to bring in somebody, and that's really, really expensive. So, I think Dodge's opportunities right now are limited,
mm-hmm.
and they're not going to find anything close to what they had with Penske this year. And so I think the challenge is it worth coming back with a middle team tier at best, and is that going to be worth the investment, and who else are you going to get? Because you're probably going to have to get like a smaller team. And again, you're not going to be getting very competitive organization, so you're not going to get results early on.
Well, Dustin, how do we keep a track of you all weekend long when you're giving us all the updates?
You can find me on Twitter at Dustin Long. Is probably the best way this weekend.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. And again, I hate to do it, but we've got to run because that's the end of the show. But you're always very informative, and we look forward to having you on hopefully next weekend as well.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, there's Dustin Long wrapping it up with USAtoday.com and SI.com. I want to thank everybody from Rick Crawford to Little Brian Davis racing those remote control cars, NOLA Motorsports Park this weekend. Garrett Potter, thank you so much. And I want to remind everyone, Hurricane Motorsports will be at the Snowball Derby. Thank you to Cooper Tires and everybody over there, Advanced Auto Parts, Tropical Smoothie Cafe, Aaron's Rent-to-Own, Skywatch Traffic, and all the fans. God bless y'all. We love you.
To be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com, and we may have you and your race team on the air.